Republican members of the State Building Commission have rejected all of Governor Tony Evers' $3.8 billion capital budget request. It's Friday, March 24th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, we've got a story about the Green Bay Packers trying to bring the NFL draft to Wisconsin. And reporter Sarah Lear tells us about the new rules for backyard chickens in Madison. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Republicans on the State Building Commission have rejected all of Governor Tony Evers' $3.8 billion capital budget request. Rich Kramer has more.
During a Thursday meeting, the commission deadlocked on every recommendation from the governor, with four Democrats voting to fund the projects and four Republicans rejecting them. There was some laughter during the half-hour meeting when Democratic State Senator Bob Wirch enthusiastically introduced Evers' $12.5 million recommendation for upgrades to the Wisconsin State Fair Park's Cream Puff Pavilion.
Therefore, I move option one for item 68 for State Fair Park. Let's vote for Cream Puffs.
Cream Puffs did get some votes, but not enough for the project to be approved. Republicans could still approve parts of Evers' capital budget request later this year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Mental health advocates in Wisconsin say there's a shortage of psychiatry services. At the same time, demand for mental health treatment is on the rise. There's an average of one provider for every 440 residents of the state. Mary Kay Battaglia is the executive director of NAMI Wisconsin.
We are very concerned about the crisis service system right now. I like to say we can either pay for it now or we can pay for it later.
A state report in 2019 found 55 of the 72 counties in Wisconsin had significant shortages in psychiatrists. Battaglia called for investing in more community services and expanding access to rapid care. Governor Tony Evers has proposed spending $500 million on mental health over the next two fiscal years. Part of his plan focuses on training and hiring school counselors, psychologists, and nurses. The Green Bay Packers are once again trying to bring the NFL draft to Wisconsin in either 2025 or 2027. The organization feels good about its chances. That's according to Aaron Popke with the Packers. He spoke to the Green Bay Common Council about the draft earlier this week. He called the prospect of hosting the event, quote, very possible, and compared it to the Super Bowl or NFL Combine.
For us, we Green Bay, that is, this would be our opportunity to have one of these types of events.
Brad Told is with Discover Green Bay. He says his organization and the Packers have gone to the NFL draft in recent years to learn more about what hosting the event would entail.
We're quite confident that Green Bay could certainly do it.
He says the draft would have an estimated economic impact of around $94 million. That extends from Green Bay all the way down to Milwaukee. Madison residents now have permission to keep extra hens. As Sarah Lear reports, the Common Council is doubling the city's limit on backyard chickens.
The council voted this week to raise Madison's cap on backyard chickens from 4 to 8. Madison resident Philosophy Walker supports the changes. She notes hens eventually age out of laying eggs, leaving chicken owners like her with a rather foul situation.
They have no way to get more laying hens unless they give up or kill the chickens they currently own. This is difficult and painful for people for whom chickens are pets, not just livestock.
Currently, more than 100 Madison households have annual licenses to keep chickens. Alders settled on the 8-chicken limit as a compromise after an earlier version of the ordinance would have allowed up to 10. A citywide ban on keeping roosters remains in effect. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, We've got a piece from Wisconsin Life about a Madison chef who is up for a prestigious James Beard Award. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a Madison chef who's a semifinalist for a James Beard Award this year.
It's 1 hour before the restaurant opens, and the small kitchen inside Madison's Ahan is buzzing. Water is boiling, chicken is roasting, and dumplings are frying. Before they even begin taking orders for the lunch rush, the chefs are preparing two big catering orders.
So today it's three Lao egg rolls, three vegetable egg rolls, and three orders of wontons, a couple orders of dumplings, a couple orders of summer rolls.
That's Jamie Huang, co-owner and executive chef of Ahan.
Well, the word Ahan actually just means food, and I just like wanted it to be something cute and playful, and Lao was my first language, so I just thought it'd be like cute to be like, this is our restaurant food.
Ahan began as a food truck, but quick success made it clear that Huang and her partner needed something bigger. They took a leap and opened the brick-and-mortar restaurant in August 2020, the height of the pandemic. At a time when restaurants were folding left and right, Ahan blossomed.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, when they would pick up food, they were really happy, like, that there was something new that they could look forward to or something comforting, you know?
Huang calls Ahan's food comfort food. And at the heart of it is her mother, Manola Huang.
Earliest food memories? Probably her making papaya salad, like a mortar and pestle in the mornings, making sticky rice, like the smell of sticky rice early in the mornings.
And I make papaya too. She said, Mom, I like to eat papaya too. I say,
spicy food.
That's Manola Huang, who grew up in Laos.
And I say, baby, I make a little bit spicy for you. And she like to eat. And I make noodle soup for Mom, I need two hot chili and lamb. And I put lamb and hot chili for Jimmy. Some people young, they don't like to eat hot.
She got her start early.
Uh-huh. And bak chokong Jimmy there.
Oh yeah, I need one tofu, Mom.
Jamie Huang grew up in kitchens. Her family has owned restaurants across Wisconsin, in places like La Crosse, Beaver Dam, and Madison.
When I do the side job in the kitchen, peel the shrimp, she come to peel with me too.
My mom said I started becoming interested in peeling shrimp when I was like 3.
Eventually, Jamie went to culinary school. That led to jobs at some of Madison's hottest restaurants where she received high-end training. Still, she credits her mom, Manola, for being her biggest culinary inspiration.
I think it wasn't always the path I was going to take, but I've been really happy because, you know, I've been able to like take some of her recipes and I'll be able to pass them down, like her like cow soy recipes, like from her specific city in Laos called Luang Prabang. It's like a specific soup to her. And she said her grandma taught her mom and her mom taught her, so. Right now I am making a pram long song with chicken, a red curry udon with chicken, and then I'm also gonna put a fried rice on.
Jamie Huang's affection for her mother's recipes, her love of lime, chili, and cilantro, and her belief in using local seasonal produce is getting her recognized by her peers in the industry. She's a semifinalist for a James Beard Award as Emerging Chef. The nomination had an immediate impact on her business.
I mean, obviously it's been really crazy busy. Like, it was busy before, but now it's just like next level busy. I think for staff, you know, it's really showed them, you know, all their hard work is really paying off, and I think it's like setting the standard and setting them to teach new staff that comes in and showing them to always be proud of their work, and you know, like anything's possible. Oh, you can take the rice from over here too. Everything that we've learned from my mom and everything is like, you know, really coming full circle, and like all the hours we put in and stuff, you know, it really just made it feel like super, super like rewarding, you know.
I happy for my daughter do a good job, you know.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a rating and review. You can find more news anytime at WPR.org. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.